Think the Podcast. This is Holly
and Amy
and Kristen.
And today's episode is could perhaps turn out to be one where you're like feel like you're listening to three squirrels just running around a yard. I don't know, watching squirrels dodge traffic and try to find a nut. That might be what today's conversation sounds like because
you'll be taken in from a fire hose.
Yes. I mean,
yes.
Y'all, what?
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Woo!
Okay.
Well, this is all happiness, though.
Yes. I've gone happy. From what the I've gone from WTF to
in
this
a bad
is
way to WTF awesome. In a good way.
This is effing awesome.
Yeah.
Tifa. This is effing awesome, Tifa.
It is Tifa. I mean, y'all, it is like Christmas morning every morning. Day we wake up and you go straight to Twitter. Yes. And you're like, oh, like this is amazing. It is a new day has dawned. The golden age does feel like it has descended upon us. But that is only true for those who live inside the realm of reality. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be bold enough to say that. Listen, there's like, if you have ever understood how deep the divide is in this country, there is still a remnant and it's not half and half anymore. We know this. Trump won the popular vote. Clearly, most Americans voted for what's happening. Some who didn't vote have even acknowledged they're sorry they didn't because now they see what is happening. And there's nothing like the Doge going in and exposing government corruption to solidify the wisdom of circling Donald, you know, filling in the circle beside Donald Trump's name when you voted. Because this is what we wanted. We wanted the corruption to end. We wanted real science to be what determines what we use and eat. And we wanted real science to define things, not fake pseudoscience that's bought. We wanted the government out of bed with the pharmaceutical companies and big food. And we also wanted our politicians to stop getting rich off of our backs. We run a multi-trillion dollar deficit. We are so in debt as a country. But now that they're getting rid of funding for transgender operas and in like such propagandized
crazy
BS that we, the people, have been funding overseas, not to mention the fact that we have been paying for, was it Medicaid? What was it that we were paying overseas that's in the trillions? That they had the number of payments going overseas that's like, you got.
I think it was. And like the Social Security payments for like, yeah. And still going out to people who are 150. I mean, they're finding so much. And what we need to realize and remember is this is our money. This is our money. When we pay taxes, we are just trusting that money, I mean, basically we're like giving it to our government. We're just giving it to them. We need that money. All of us need that money. And we're trusting that they're going to use it to better our situations, to better this country. And what we're finding out and what we've known, but what we're really finding out for real is that they are not, and they haven't been.
Mm-mm. Well, they still
feel entitled to that money.
Well, I'm going to use my accounting background to just ask this question, because I recognize most people don't even understand how much they pay in taxes because it is, they garnish it before you actually get the money, right? It's taken out of a W-2. Now, those of us who work for ourselves, we see it because we write the check to the U.S. government. And that's when you get pissed, right? Yep. Just imagine if you made 25%, if 25% of your paycheck you now got to keep. What would that do for your life? Well, I bet you could afford some eggs. I bet you could afford some things. And the fact that we have been given money, not, and it's gone to things like infrastructure, but let's just take FEMA, for example. Hello, Western North Carolina. I am as pissed as I can be about the way Western North Carolina was treated. And you cannot convince me that it was just ineptitude on the Biden administration, though they were chock full of it. It is because they don't care about the average American, and they sure don't care about red state voters. They don't care about poor little Appalachia. They don't care about it. And it was obvious because you could find the money for Ukrainians. You could find the money for the queer operas and You could find the money for what, Haiti, Clinton Foundation, USA. Listen, Clintons, I pray to God your days are up. I pray to God your days are up, because we have all known they're corrupt for a long time. But now the whole world's got to know. And I listen, I say that. We don't have all the proof. I get that. Like, I believe someone does. The way that Haitians revolted against Hillary Clinton, they know something. They know something. Anyway, my point is to say, imagine if you could keep your money, some of more of your money. Imagine what it would do for your life, what it would do for our economy, if we could put the money back in the economy and not in the federal government, which, by the way, 75,000 of the federal employees have agreed to take their buyouts to basically get fired, have till what, September to find another job?
Yeah, they get like a good severance, a good chunk of money.
Most of these people were probably not producing much. My dad used to always tell me, and from the time I was a kid, and this is probably explains to y'all why I am the way I am. He would say, the government doesn't produce anything. The government doesn't produce one thing. Yet it is what, the number one, is it not the biggest employer in America is the federal government? Am I crazy? Is that not right? Or government?
It would seem so, with all these departments and things that we're finding out. There's like the department of this and the this of that. And it's like so much. I mean, it is. And it just shows you like what Trump has done in 3 weeks as president shows you how inept everyone else has been. Biden, he's done more in 3 weeks than Biden did in 4 years. Long shot. So that just shows you like, what do they do? They could do this. They could work like this. They could help Western North Carolina. They could do these things. They don't, and they didn't, because it was on purpose.
Y'all, if it was any other business, it would have been run to the ground. It would have been run to the ground. And these employees would have been fired like in month two. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And y'all, when Amy's talking about what Trump has done in the administration, I know it's not just him, you know, it's like everybody. But I seriously, like I told them, I was like, I keep envisioning Trump on Miley Cyrus's wrecking ball, just like flinging in, holding on, and just, and with a big smile on his face. He's like, and we're here. And we're here. And then I just I know this sounds terrible. I don't love watching it, but it's actually making me laugh now instead of like having, you know, other emotions. Watching these people who are pissed about everybody finding out about this corruption. And somebody, there's two different analogies that people said that I loved. One was saying, imagine that a robber, someone went in the bank and robbed, took your money. Okay. But you got mad at the person who caught the robber. They're mad at the robber. Why would you be mad at the robber? And then another girl said, it's like a cheating, you know, a girl who caught her man cheating. And she's like going through the phone. And then the guy's like, no, don't look there. That's my privacy. That's my personal space. Right. So, and even like Maxine Waters, she was like, we don't know what they have on us. Like that, she actually said that out loud, something to that effect. I'm like, you do know what they have. That's why you're having a toddler. Like I am, I'm looking at them like a 2 or 3 year old that's just having a tantrum. And I just laugh at them. I'm like, you'll get over it. Just get it all out.
Can I play y'all a little bit of their tantrums? Listen to and just be cognizant of the way that they speak, because you know,
in the courts, this country, it's you, we will win.
About stealing the personal data of Americans, and it is about taking a lifetime of earned benefits, your Social Security benefits, and turning it into a Bitcoin bank.
You and your little friend off of Twitter, y'all about to find out, all right?
We will win. We will rest. We will rest. Where are you? Bring your ass over here.
Why does Elon Musk want to get rid of all of this? Because he's a thief. He's a gangster.
That's called projection.
Gaslighting projection. Yeah.
It's also called
get your ass over here. I'll beat your ass in the street. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? You're unhinged.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
First of all, term limits.
Yeah. Real, like, on that, this is, I got that clip from the Megyn Kelly podcast, and Adam Carolla was on there. Y'all, it is so funny. He was like, only, like, these are politicians, okay? Can you imagine if, like, the CEO of, like, Boeing got up and was like, oh, y'all, traffic controllers, get your ass over here. You're ruining everything. I'm gonna beat your ass in the street. I mean, no serious people talk like this. You're not serious. You're unserious.
You're very unserious. And laughable, and like, honestly, it is like it's temper tantrums. Yeah. It's just complete 2-year-old temper tantrums, and these are the same people that called J6ers, and we mean everyone who showed up on the mall that day. I mean, remember J6ers? They're not just talking about the people who went into the Capitol. They're talking about everyone who showed up that day that was pro Trump. Remember, they talk about insurrection, how we're subverting democracy, and it is the height of irony. Because look at what they do when they don't get their way. Hillary Clinton in 2016 said this wasn't supposed to happen. He's not a legitimate president. They started it. They're the worst losers in the whole world. And honestly, I would never want to be on their team, even if my ideologies agreed with them, because they are such pathetic human beings. They literally are weak, pathetic, overly emotional, and unintelligent. And I never thought that I would talk about another side like that, but this is where we are. That it's no longer two logical arguments. It's no longer two different opinions. It's now like unhinged, like Amy said, or just normal.
And look at what they're unhinged about. They are unhinged about uncovering transparently what our government spends money on. Like, they're not unhinged about, they haven't mentioned a word about the deportations. They haven't mentioned a word about the DEI. They haven't mentioned a word about that. Like, they can't, because everything's moving so fast, like with the Trump shock and awe situation where he's just throwing things left and right. But what they are focusing on shows you what is most important to them. And what's most important to them is where all the money's going and us not knowing.
Right.
Because they have not even addressed any of the other stuff.
Right. It obviously says that they were just virtue signaling. Like, they were just giving.
It was all fake.
This is what they really care about. Your actions show. Your actions speak louder than your words. I mean, it's showing you right now.
Well, by the way, happy Valentine's Day. This is Valentine's Day. We're meeting.
They love.
I mean, but to put it in context, because if you listen to us a week from now, this is might be way outdated information. Things are moving at the speed of light at this point. It's kind of crazy. It's very hard to keep up. But I think what a brilliant strategy. I think Trump is motivated by expediency to fix so many broken things in 4 years. And I have a feeling this isn't slowing down. I have a feeling the next 4 years are going to feel warp speed. Right. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's chess. It is, we're going to just hit them. And by the time they can recover from one blow, we're going to hit them again. And it is just like the 1-2 punches over and over again, which keeps them disoriented. And it's hard to stay on top of everything he's doing and to fight it, because you got to fight everything, right? So it's just so interesting to see. And the brilliant thing about, I did not understand when this first started, how Doge was getting all this information. I didn't realize these young decoders, these genius minds, which, by the way, say what you want to about Elon, but remember that the moron AOC called him dumb, which is, to me, that lets you know right now, like, first of all, what a complete and utter cuckoo she is. Like,
what have you done? What have you built? What company have you?
She's not built a damn thing. And let me just also add, who votes for her? I blame you. I blame you for letting her be there, because we have to deal with her ass. Y'all caused it, and now we got to deal with it. And you must need help, honestly, if you vote for someone like that. But I say all that to say, how genius of them to be able to AI this so that they get the information like this, and, and they can get it out with X like this, so they can't stop them. So it's out, the information's out there. There's no more safeguarding information. There's no more safeguarding it. Gatekeeping. Nope. Information is out, and it's brilliant and it's wonderful. But let's just, as of last night, how many ways did Trump win today? You may ask. Well, here you go. Let's just do a quick rundown of these things. Okay. So you know that the Democrats are trying to subvert everything that he does simply by bringing activist judges in any district in the country to say he can't do it. And they're just playing a legal game, and it's ridiculous. But he's winning so many of those lawsuits. Rhode Island judge says that he can cancel the illegal wasteful spending. Pete Hegseth went to NATO, and he tells them that Ukraine will not become a part of NATO. Because remember, that's why Russia, and that's why Putin said he attacked, because he was like, it looks like you're putting up all your allies against me and turning Ukraine against me because they were trying to get them in an alliance with NATO. And again, that's the Biden administration. It said Tulsi Gabbard was confirmed, and of course, RFK Jr. I mean, it's Christmas. It is Christmas every day. We'll talk about that again in a minute. But now Putin and Zelensky and Trump are all coming to the negotiating table to end that war. Kristi Noem got the $59 million that FEMA illegally sent to New York City to house illegal immigrants at $700 a night in New York City. Our taxpayer dollars housing illegal immigrants. Go listen to Mayor Eric Adams, a Democrat, talk about how disgusting this is. And she got the money back. We brought an American hostage home from Belarus, which was incredible. The teacher, the FCC is now investigating Comcast and NBC Universal for illegal DEI practices. Mm-hmm. President Trump was elected chairman of the board for the Kennedys. For firing the old board and appointing a new one. And he announced it on Truth Social in the third person. As if he didn't create it. I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious. Okay. So they are sending, they're going to look into CPS and the foster care system. Did y'all hear this?
Yes.
Foster care. Yep. Then they're also, restraining order was lifted on Trump's plan to mass retire federal workers. So that can happen now, all the ones who agreed. And our Attorney General, Pam Bondi, who is a bad ass.
Yes. She
brought charges against Kathy Hochul, Letitia James, and the director of the New York DMV for refusing to follow federal immigration law. She's scheduled to meet Trump at the White House today. So that should be fun. Trump's lawsuit against the Pulitzer Board for giving out prizes for the Russia hoax reporting is allowed to move forward. So Trump's suing them for lying about him and getting Pulitzer prizes.
Y'all,
this is the comment. What'd you say?
The comment, Kristen, you said it earlier. Somebody commented on a post. I don't know, but this is to remind me of it. Says, having an alpha president makes me feel all tingly. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, oh, gosh.
Doesn't it just bring you joy to see comments on posts? Like, I love going just directly to it. People are so funny.
Deserve this. For 4 years, we have been on this show, or not well, we, I don't know how many years, since 2021. Oh yeah, 4 years almost. And being pissed off every episode. And like I say, you log on to Twitter and Instagram and you're just mad and you're just ill and you're like, and now we don't have, like, we get to like laugh and smile and like, it's just a whole different vibe.
It's a whole new vibe, y'all. It's a whole new vibe. And maybe now we can get back to really talking more about the things that do make us happy and that are helpful, like health and wellness and things that, you know, now maybe we can do a little less uncovering garbage and more education of the re-education that needs to happen now in America because people are not well. Like that, RFK can't fix that overnight. That's going to take time and perhaps we can use this platform to help people discover all continue to, without being angry all the time.
I mean, which does remind me, like, how is it that anybody, is it not just mind blowing? It's already mind blowing that people are mad about uncovering and exposing the BS with the money. Okay. And looking at like birds on crack having sex. Okay. So like our money paying for that. But so that's already mind-blowing in itself. But to me, it's even more mind-blowing that there are people that aren't on board with literally making America healthy again. Like, do you not want to know that fluoride that they've been telling you is safe is actually a neurotoxin? Do you not want to know that? Do you not want to know that, like, the toxins in your food, the things they're spraying on your food, is making you sick? Do you not want to know why we have chronic disease and we didn't have this decades ago? Like, why would we not want to know that? Our tax dollars need to go to that, not anywhere else. Like, why are we not? Why are 70? Why are, like, what is it? The military age men, like men and women, I guess, but like 77% of military age people could not even pass a test to get in the military. That right. is that right there. How sad is that? How sad and scary is that?
Well, it's we have weakened national security when you don't have most of your American population could not fight. Would not be qualified to fight and defend itself. That is a national security threat. Right. And do you know that the applications for the armed forces is skyrocketed? It's like the highest in years ever since Trump took over.
People are proud now. They're proud to fight for our country, and they have something to fight for now. They didn't before. What were they fighting for? Right. What were they fighting for?
Corrupt country.
Right?
We brought meritocracy back. Right. Like we brought meritocracy back to the military, where if you are the best soldier, you can get promoted. If you are, like, that's what we should have instead of what we saw in the U.S., which was frightening. Some of these TikTokers and Instagrammers from the military that were doing. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it is a national security threat when people look at that and go, look at their stupid military. Like, what are we afraid of? We are not the superpower we think we are if our military looks like that.
Right.
And it's wild. Well, let me also tell everybody, because of, speaking of, you brought something up that reminded me, like with the Doge and the opposition to discovery. And people saying, we didn't elect Elon. We didn't elect Fauci either. So sit down. Sit your ass down. Okay? We didn't, and we put up with that bullshit for so many years. And yes, I'm going to swear today, and I ain't editing it out, because that's where I'm at. I've been there for 4 years. Yeah. I have tried to hold it in, but today now I'm done. I'm not even going to try to change the way I say things for people, because I'm not. We should not have to live like this. We should not. We are not.
Well, we don't have to.
And that is where I'm at. Okay. So this way said, in August 11, 2014, Barack Obama created the U.S. Digital Service inside the Executive Office of the President. December 16th, Congress alters special government employees to accommodate Obama's desires to have that U.S. Digital Service within his office. So in other words, Congress approved, right? Obama created, Congress approved. This is important because for all of you saying it's illegal, learn the law. January 20th, 2025, Donald Trump changes the name of Obama's already created U.S. Digital Service. So it's the same entity approved by Congress, created by Obama. He simply renamed it. And it uses his precedence with special government employees and the creation to house Elon Musk's group. So if you're upset about Doge, you can blame Obama and Congress, who allowed the creation of something like this. I'm personally glad that this can exist. But it's all legal. So those of you crying, it's got to go through Congress. Take a government lesson, for God's sake. Like, I'm so over that. Like, this is where I get crazy. This is where I just, like, I become really pissed.
Unhinged? Are you unhinged?
That's where I'm unhinged. This is it. It's stupid. Stupid people make me come undone. And I just.
Yeah. There's a quote. That's a t-shirt or a coffee mug.
Make me come undone. But also, we're talking about, like, when they're saying it's got to go through Congress, Kristen, that's where, you know, the whole coffee and COVID episode, not episode, Substack from whatever day it was. Gosh, what day was it? 2 days ago?
It was like 2 days ago.
Pull it up. So
maybe like the 12th or something. I think it's called like Swamp something.
Let's pull it up. I actually just put it in our Substack. I shared it. I just put it in ours. Along with
that, really explains how there's a whole explanation, which is kind of like for Jeff Shoulders to even be able to like put this together to me and realize this is what's happening is already in and of itself like so smart and so mind blowing. But swamp, like
swamp apocalypse is what
swamp
it's.
Apocalypse yes. is what it, y'all go read that, because he explains how he's basically backing them into a corner with this whole Congress has to approve this, blah, blah, blah. And it, like it's over my head to explain, but
I want to go back and read it, but I'm like, as I'm reading it, I'm like, he is a genius. He's a genius. And Holly, we were talking about this before we hopped on. It's like Trump Trump's moves and Trump's strategy is not for surface level thinkers. It's not for, you know, like you literally, it's chess, not checkers. Like you are, they are five steps ahead and, yep. and they're going so fast. Nobody can keep up. We can't even keep up. That's why we're like, we had to do this podcast today because we're like, we can't keep up with everything, but it's no. amazing. But he does explain just, and I can't even begin to explain how he explains it, but I highly recommend we put it in our Substack along with a really good Substack. I don't know who it was that wrote that one. Holly, you would send that to us. Oh my God. It was so good. Talking about January 21st when the coders, Elon's coders were in there at 2 a.m. So yeah. they went in and then like the Democrats and stuff came in at 6 a.m. thinking that they were going to be on the ball and get there early and stop everybody. But nope, they were already there and already in. I was like, oh my God, it brought me so much joy. Like I'm telling you, like, I'm just like, really, this is the day of love. This is the month of love. Like, I'm like, oh.
We're tingly. We are tingly. We're tingly.
We have become, and listen, I get it, for girls who advocate critical thinking, like, you know, you don't want to become enamored with things right. to where you stop. Because this is what I told a hater the other day. I was like, listen, love is blind and so is hate, honey. And you got the hate. You're winning on the hate end. You got the hate covered. You cannot see anything good he does because you hate him so much. And, you know, we don't want to become like that. But which also, the three of us will be the first when he makes a move that we say, well, let's talk about Israel for a second. So when Paul and I were watching his press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu, and we were like the prime minister of Israel. We were like, we were sitting there and Trump walks out and he says, well, here's what we're going to do in Gaza. We're going to develop it. You know, I'm not trying to be cheeky or whatever word he uses. Like, but I mean, really, like, think about like the Riviera of the Middle East. And you're like, what are you talking about? Right. You're first, you go, huh? And I'm sitting there listening. Paul looks at me. And then all of a sudden I get up, I start clapping. He's like, what in the world? I said, he's playing chess right now. He is putting the entire Middle East on notice. Your way of doing things for 75 years has sucked. It has not worked. You're trying to negotiate with bullheaded people who there is no negotiating with because they are, again, blinded by hatred. You can't fix that. So he's like, so we're going to stop losing money to the Middle East, but we have an alliance. We have basically a covenant agreement with Israel. We're going to keep. So y'all mess with them, then it drags us into it. We don't want to be in wars. So we're going to make it to where we are going to have more control over what's happening. Now, do I think he's really going to develop it? Maybe, but I think this had way more to do with telling the neighboring countries who do not want to take the Palestinians in, who are the innocent Palestinians, not Hamas, but the innocent Palestinians are homeless. They live in a crap hole of a strip that no one governs or takes care of because it's sort of just this concession of like, you can live here because we want to have peace over here. And none of the neighboring countries will take them, even though they help support it. And Hamas lives in those countries to help support the Palestinians attacking Israel. Okay. So here's the deal. I think what he's saying to those countries is, you're going to take them in. That's what you're going to do because we got to clean this up. And we're not going to clean it up on our dime. We will develop it. And then when you come and put whatever, it's going to come back to America. And so guess what happened? The king of Jordan shows up in the United States and goes, okay, we'll start taking them. Literally within days. Okay, we'll start. He's playing chess. Like it's genius. And you could just see Netanyahu looking at him like, all right.
Okay. I mean, and it's who crazy. Else can do this? Biden couldn't ever do anything like this. Kamala could never have done any of this. Imagine him trying to make anything happen.
Nobody could do this. This is why I feel very vindicated in my defense of him over the years. Even when I hated things he would say and tweet, he's an egomaniac. And there's all these things. But he reminded me of someone. He reminded me of my dad. My dad without an ego. My dad does not have an ego. So that's the difference. But my dad is an outside of the box thinker. He is a challenger by nature. And he's always been innovative and won through thinking things differently, right? I mean, I've seen him be highly successful by figuring things out, by just doing different. And he has no F's to give about what you think. Like none. That's great.
All his posts on Facebook. You'll know.
Yeah. I'm not even going to tell you. Oh my gosh. Yes. My dad on Facebook, that, like, you'll see. So the reason why I could understand, my dad has an incredible heart. My dad is very generous. My dad doesn't need credit for giving. Trump has a lot of those same qualities, right? I think that's why there was something in him I could see that I was like, no, I don't think he's bad. I think he's flawed like every last one of us, but I think he's the man for the job. And today I have friends who were on the left who hated him, who now say he's a genius. I get it. I get it.
Because and I also think he's changed a lot too. Oh, like,
he has. Yes.
Yeah.
I think he learned a lot that first go round. I think he was kind of thrown in and he was literally on the defense from day one.
Yep.
There were people in the swamp that were subverting everything, that were all around him, surrounding him, like vultures attacking him every single day. He had never done this before, but like the 4 years break that he had, obviously we all know now, was a complete blessing. None of this would be happening had he gone into a second term immediately. Right. We'd still be in the same place. Those same horrible people would still be surrounding him. So it all worked out as it should. But like this time, he knows the deal. He's had time to prepare. So all of this that's happening, I think, has been years in the making. Like, he knew the day one, you know, he had it ready to go. And he is on offense now. And he's different in the fact that, like, I think the assassination attempt, you know, and some of these things has changed him and humbled him. Yes, he still fires off some, you know, like that one, oh God, Holly, we laugh so hard. The tweet or the truth where he was the reporter, where he's like, you suck, but good luck, or whatever he said. I mean, it's so funny. Like, y'all, you have to find a way to laugh at this. It's hilarious. But
or he signed an executive order recently. I just saw it today. And he was like, nobody asked you to speak.
Yeah.
And it was the girl from CNN that I cannot stand.
Whatever. But overall, you know, he's toned down a lot of his, I think because he doesn't feel like he's on the defense anymore. And when he, you know, when you feel like you're attacked constantly, you are, somebody like him is going to be attacking back constantly. Whereas this time it's like, he knows he has the upper hand. He knows he's on the offense. So he didn't have to sit there and like be all defensive and crazy, you know?
Yes. You know what my daddy says sometimes though, is when I see, sorry, Holly, when I see like the picture, when he, especially when he signed the executive order about the not allowing men in women's sports, and he was surrounded by all these girls, little from like little to women, right? He literally, if the people who have Trump derangement syndrome could just take a step back and watch his interactions, he literally is like the grandpa. He you can tell he's a real human being. He's not sniffing them. He's talking to them, and he is like, I don't know. He's like, so should I sign here? Like, it's so cute and sweet. And this is what I hear. And honestly, there have been a lot of times that he didn't know the camera was rolling. Like, people have gotten, you know, video footage of him. And it's not just with kids. It's like, even I remember specifically one like with the fire department or maybe the military, where he's just another guy.
And also, I think the thing that people,
the emotions, take away the hatred.
That's
and
right.
Just and like look at him in a different light. And none of us are worshiping Trump. None of us think he is like perfect. Nobody is. But God, he's doing such a good job.
He is. And give credit where credit's due. I mean, I feel like we felt that way the first 4 years, you know, an imperfect man doing a really great job on our economy, on our foreign policy, you know, the things that matter most to us. The one thing he didn't get accomplished in that first term, and which he would admit, he did admit, he said, I didn't know who to trust. I trusted the wrong people. And now he's going in with his own people and they are tearing it up. And I want everybody to remember, Elon Musk was a voting Democrat until 3 years ago. Three years. I don't think he ever voted for Trump before. He voted for him this time. But like, this is such an evolution. And RFK Jr. never voted for Trump. And let's talk about him, because watching him, talk about someone that there's been a transformation in over the years. Imagine if we still held his addictions against him. Like, you know, how we could, the world wants to disqualify people for their past, right? But God uses imperfect people every day. And for you Christians, and I say this from my heart and I say it with kindness, but I mean what I'm saying. for you to oppose him to say that he's not a godly man and this, that, and the third, and that's why you couldn't vote for him. I mean, I find it very difficult to believe that you could argue that with the Spirit of God behind you. And I'll say it, I mean that strongly. And what I mean by that is, if you're looking for perfection in man, you better look to Jesus. That's all you got. Okay. And then nobody else is going to do it. And people like Beth Moore, I have lost complete respect for some of these Christian influencers because of their stance against him in a way that seems indignant towards anyone who would support him. You can have your opinion and hate him and not vote for him. Fine. But to advocate against him, to say, let me introduce you to King David in the Bible, who was an adulterer, who had the man killed, whose wife he slept with, who murdered a lot of people. And God said, he's a man after my own heart. He was the other wrecking ball in history. Right. And so, but God used him to do something incredible. And I see the Trump administration the same way, because bringing RFK into this picture, guys, he has now put two former Democrats as a Republican president, Tulsi and RFK Jr., putting them into his cabinet. Why aren't we celebrating in a time where everybody says that we need unity? Celebrate that unity. Do you think RFK and Trump agree on everything? No, no. But they agree on his role and his job and what he needs to do. And let me tell you something. In 4 years, we'll all look back and say, in 2029, we were healthier. We're more aware. We're more informed. We know how to choose our food. Yes. We know how to choose our medications. Doctors are about to get a wake-up call if you hadn't had it yet, honey. It's coming. It's coming. And the America is going to stop putting all their trust in ill-informed doctors for their health when the third leading cause of death in America comes at the hands of the medical establishment. So our infatuation with smart doctors is over. It died in 2020. So this is the new, hey, and for all you doctors who think you know some, I'm a medically trained, certified, board certified. Don't give a shit. Okay. Don't care. I'm serious. That's where I'm at. Don't care. So I'm so on. I'm going to tear today, y'all. I'm going to tear. But anyway, so I just said to say RFK is his speech, y'all, like brought tears to my eyes. Did you love it?
Good. So good.
I mean,
should we play it?
Do we have? Well, we can. We did put it on our, it's on our story. Put it on there.
I'll go put our Instagram.
And I'll it's on our Instagram.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, when he said that Trump kept every promise, Trump kept every promise he's made to me and then some. He said, people told me I couldn't trust him. Now, listen, I'm not sure, y'all, when, you know, Trump brought him in the first time to look at childhood vaccines for the Trump administration, and then that fell apart. And I will blame Trump for that, although that may not be fair. But what did happen there? No one's ever spoken about it, but I think the pharmaceutical company probably thwarted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Fauci. You know, they've fully admitted that, like, they gave him, like, intentional bad guidance on a lot of that stuff. And maybe he trusted the wrong people. He trusted the wrong people. And now he knows who to trust, but that's okay. This was meant to be, because it has brought the people here who needs to be here, which I also want to make the point. It's hilarious. My husband and I talk about this. Like, we've talked about it several times. Like, everybody's saying how Trump is like a woman hater and all this stuff. And I'm like, look at all the badass women that he has hired. And it's like, and they're like the first ones in these positions.
Yeah. Caroline Leavitt, who's 27 years old, brand new baby.
Amazing. Can we talk about her?
She's not circling back. Let me circle back on that. You remember Circle Back Saki. And then we went to Karine Jean-Pierre, who just never answered a question.
Ever.
And then we have Caroline Leavitt. And then I hear people in the mainstream media talking about this 27-year-old, like talking about her age. And I'm like, oh, so all of a sudden we're going to be ageist? Because remember, he used to blast anybody who talked bad about Biden and call us ageist because we were, you know, saying that he's too old. But now you're going to talk about Caroline Leavitt. She's too young. Like, you can't have it both ways. And that's just what they do all the time.
She's in that position like a boss.
And they also, you know, they're talking junk, talking smack about, just going back really quick to the Elon, you know, all the young coders who are, you know, these 19-year-old you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, and then somebody made a point. It was like, do you realize how old our founding fathers were when you know, did this revolution and created this country? They were like between 19 and 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was, the girl named Blake, that's the one who posted it when she said, I'm loving. Okay. So here it goes. Alexander Hamilton was 21. James Monroe was 18. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. I mean, Google was founded by a 24-year-old. Facebook was founded by a 21-year-old, and so was Apple. How pretentious do you have to be to think young people are incapable of innovation and even responsibility? Well, also, we'll send them off to die for us at 18. So sit down. Sit down.
I mean, sit down.
No.
You're also making decisions with major, you know, castration surgeries and vaccines and stuff, things that they can never change. So you will like trust them for those decisions, but you won't trust them for this. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
They just cherry pick, extremists just cherry pick what they want to, you know, and then all they do is they just stay loud enough so that the ignorant and ill-informed and naive people can pick up the sound bites and repeat them like parrots, which is essentially what the mainstream media has become. But if you say something, if you lie enough and you say it enough, it becomes the truth, right? To some people. And that's where we're sitting. It's still in this. It's just hard to believe that anyone still watches CNN or MSNBC.
Hard to believe. We know that the newest soundbite is the constitutional crisis.
Oh, yeah.
The Mockingbird. Like, have y'all seen? There's a montage. Literally, Holly, I think I got it from your page. But back in 2017, 2018. Yep. There are news clips from CNN, MSNBC, constitutional crisis, constitutional crisis, constitutional crisis. They've been saying this. They said it all during his first term.
Yep.
And now they've brought it back around. Yep. And now they're saying it now because they don't have anything else. So they're just throwing this term out there, hoping that it'll stick, hoping that people will, you know, jump on this train and be like, oh, constitutional crisis. Meanwhile, more than half of our country don't even know anything about the Constitution or what it even means. So. No. You know, but they're just going to start parroting this. We're in a constitutional crisis. Trump is going against the Constitution. Well, how do you know? Have you read it? Do you understand all the laws behind it? I mean, I sure don't. And I, you know, and I've learned a lot over the years, but like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to just spout off that we're in a constitutional crisis when I don't even know.
No. Right.
They have no problem doing that.
Well, that was one of the first things I started looking at when Trump created Doge, for example. By the way, he campaigned on creating Doge the entire time. And no one said that's going to be illegal. Nobody.
Right.
He didn't say he's going to do it.
Sorry, there's a delay. Something's happening. But can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I was going to say, because on this, Amy, I think you sent this to us in our text thread. But I wanted to just, because this goes right along with this. I love this. It says, since no Dem has bothered to define what a constitutional crisis is, allow me. Low-level district judges telling the president of the United States what he can and can't do is a constitutional crisis. The press abusing First Amendment freedoms to lie to us constantly and habitually about crucial issues is a constitutional crisis. Biden ignoring Congress and going around the Supreme Court was a constitutional crisis. Keeping a president who you know is mentally unfit to serve is a constitutional crisis. The 4-year open border was a constitutional crisis. The President Trump keeping the promises we voted him for is not. The only real crisis for Dems is that the Constitution is back in play. LFT. Yeah. That was from Real Joey MUS. But also, I wanted to throw this out there, although the 50% off is only through tomorrow. If y'all follow that Yoder, didn't you share this with us?
Yeah.
He's talking about one out of it. I mean, he has a lot of stats. And honestly, he was right. I was like, I don't know if I know all that.
And yeah.
He's Mike Yoder.
He actually is having a class. He actually is offering a class for
people.
We
should take it.
Like constitutional law. I want to sign. I'm signing myself.
We should sign. Find out how much it is.
I know. I'm going to. But anyway, I wanted to give him a shout out. If you follow him, it's Yoder, Yoder _ESQ. He is really good. He's a lawyer. I think he's the one that helped Jody O'Malley with her. He was her lawyer. So he's really good. And I like following him.
He's a fireball too. So get ready. Yes, like he gets heated. I understand him. I do understand.
I get him. We like him.
Yeah.
He goes mad in 2020. Before we hop off, switching complete gears, really just talking about health, we can't forget to tell y'all some specials specifically for Valentine's. The Loombox, our red light that we all love and talk about and share with y'all, it is 45% off. Our link is in our link tree and also in our Substack, but it is 45% off through tomorrow, February 15th. So hopefully this podcast is getting out today, February 14th, and it's going to be through to tomorrow. And then also our favorite sauna, Relax Saunas. If y'all haven't heard that podcast, you should. And you know we love our saunas. It is $200 off today through March 1st. So you've got time. So we've had a lot of people ask us and, you know, we've already sent you the link, sent you the code, but now you can put in Just Think 200 and you'll get $200 off. So if you've been waiting for this for like a birthday gift or anything like that, or just a to you from you to make America healthy again, make yourself healthy again. It is like, literally, I love Holly. I love when you said this is when your medicine cabinet is empty. Or actually, you put yourself in your medicine cabinet.
I think this is true and something that we'd like to talk more about in the coming year. Hopefully, we'll be able to stop exposing corruption and talk about this. Like, our medicine cupboards are bare. Thank you, Jesus. Like, thank God. We know now how to kind of keep our families healthy. And it's not to, please don't hear me. If you don't know me, you don't know that I'm not anti-Western medicine. I'm just very much pro-informed consent, pro-science. Mm-hmm. And I know now how the system works where the pharmaceutical companies can buy the science to support them getting it through the FDA. And that's where it's get really corrupt and crooked. So I'm against that. But truly, if you were to come to my house, I couldn't even tell you where an Advil was right now. Like, we use the red light therapy. Let me just say how we use it. Bennett swears by it for acne. And I know, you know, when your teenager is having a breakout and they run and grab it, like, you know, they believe in it and that it's working. I use it for my own skin, but also to help me go to sleep. I just use red light therapy for just overall health benefits. But the sauna, 20 minutes a day. I try to do it every day, but I would say at least 5 days a week, I'm in that sauna and the sweating, getting the toxins out of my body. I have the MTHFR genetic mutation, so it's harder for me to methylate. I like to sweat everything out that I can. So I like to do that with the far infrared light. So we really do live by way. We practice what we preach. And I know I can say that for Amy and Kristen as well. We run for natural remedies first, and we use natural things to stay well. Because your diet and your lifestyle are impacting your health. If you don't know that by now, you need to get educated on that, because that's how you stay well. You learn how to stay well by doing the things daily to keep you well. So anyway, we use these things. And let's also just mention Crowd Health. We have to mention them. We believe in them. Kristen, I know you, they've helped you many times. But Crowd Health, if you're sick of the insurance scam, you got to check out Crowd Health. You want to add to that, Kristen?
Yes. Oh, no, I mean, they've been amazing. We are currently using them and talking to them with Knox's broken leg. And it's awesome. And I was thrilled to hear with Susie and Travis Best that we interviewed with our most recent podcast before this. If you haven't heard that, you need to, if you want to know about the broken system. And you wouldn't believe how many people have reached out to us even after sharing that and with their stories with the broken system. But the fact that Crowd Health is helping them too, like through their cancer journey, that is huge, because a lot of people think they're so worried. That's the stress, is like, but what if something catastrophic happens, or what if something happens? But that's the great thing, is that you don't have to worry about that. And they educate you too. Like, you have an advocate. It's wonderful. I know we talk about it like on every episode and share about it, but it's because truly, I mean, I've had a wonderful experience so far. I have nothing bad to say about them.
Well, and if you use code Just Think, you get a 3 month off, right?
3 months, $99 a month for that. So that's huge. That's huge.
So you guys need to know, I mean, we could have done a lot to monetize this podcast over the years. We wanted to stay very true to only sharing things we legitimately believe in and that we really feel are beneficial. You can find the links to all that in our Substack, which, by the way, subscribe there. It's totally free. You can pay to join. We thank you for those of you who do pay us, because it does help support the podcast. But again, this is a mission for us, and certainly we'd like to get paid more, but we just would have to put more effort in trying to make that happen. But this is a call that we just want to continue to bring these conversations. And I will say, when we started in 2021, we were trying to stay as unbiased as possible. And because we really feel that way, we want to be unbiased. What I think has happened over the last 4 years, though, is that to stand with common sense puts you on the right? And to stand with the truth of what's happening puts you aligned with the right now. Not saying it's always going to stay that way, but that's where we are today. And it just made us look, it was hard to not look biased because the common sense party became, crazy enough, the Republican Party, right? And it's like, so when we hate both parties.
It's right and wrong. It's good and bad. It's good and evil. Like, it's a simple, like, even if, like, take everything political out of it, you're looking at what's true, what's good, you know, what's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so we'll continue that, but we'll also be the first to, the minute we smell a rat, y'all know we'll talk about it. We're not blind, but we're very encouraged. And let me just also say to all the praying people out there that have prayed for years, yesterday when Kennedy was talking, I even told my husband this, like, I flashed back to a moment when I was on a run one day and I was just begging God. This was pre-2020. I was just begging God that he would expose the truth about vaccines to all the moms and dads who couldn't listen, couldn't hear me. And I was like, would you just put it on the world stage? Like, make it so the whole world has to hear. And like, if you can use me to do that, or if you can give me the money to support people who are fighting these fights, like, I want to do it. And mm-hmm. God just instantly took me back to that day where I was just, please, God, let the truth come out. And that's now I know it's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's never has the anti-vax, and I use that so loosely because we all know that is a stereotypical word to brand people who are thinking and mm-hmm. reading and paying attention. But it's on the tips of so many tongues now. It's so normal to talk about it. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And we're going to save kids. We're going to save kids' health and their lives and our own because of what's happened. I truly believe that. So keep praying, guys.
Today is day one of RFK's new role.
Yep.
So, you know, I can't wait to see what he fires off today because you know something's coming.
Listen, because y'all know he's been playing it. I mean, he's probably going to follow Trump's lead on this, right? And it's going to be boom, 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 boom. Yep.
I can't wait.
I don't know where Fauci is. Where is he?
He's running.
Oh my God.
He's his own security too. We're not paying for that anymore.
He's got plenty of money. He was the top paid federal employee. He's got plenty of money to pay for his own security. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, also all the kickbacks he got from being at the NIH with all those patents and all his, man's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Y'all. I mean, truly.
We were doing good.
Now we're getting back. We're becoming unhinged again.
I'm sorry. I apologize for my swearing. Unhinged. Stupid kills me. It's just willful stupidity just kills me.
Yeah. Willful stupidity. I love that too.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.